one thing we did, we talked about confirmation last night. We're not going to acquiesce in finding a meeting of the firm, but we are going to be sending him to the Hill to testify more. And I want you to be surprised by that. Think that that was off the line of what we were talking about last night. Dirk's just got too much of a load. And Peter can do some of the testimony on international economic policy.
Sure.
Because he's been working.
Matter of fact, I think offering him her testimony is very good.
It's a good signal.
Would you offer Ash her testimony?
Oh, sure. You bet. So they'll have Ash, George, and Flanagan. Yep.
Okay. Well, you have not you, right?
Or Henry.
You or Henry will not be offered that testimony.
Or Cole.
That's what we've got. How do you distinguish you? Well, wait, there is no legitimate distinction, but we never have, and we got the support of our appropriations subcommittee that handles the domestic council appropriations, so we don't have the leverage. See, that's one of the problems, is that we don't get any money if Monty doesn't show up. And so Monty is as low a line of error we can.
So he says, what we'll do, we'll just put a debt ceiling, which is pegged to the president's spending ceiling. Then he says, the president's got all the power.
Great. I see very close to Mills. Well, actually,
yep.
As you know, there was a full meeting. I was really working those guys over. And
beautiful.
I think we've got them in that position.
Yep.
You know, it's too bad. We can't do it. It's because we had some public. Too bad that that kind of thing couldn't be unfolded.
Yeah, yeah.
The president sitting there and staring right
at him. Well, I'll get some of that out.
I struck it to a mark there. I said, you guys are just going to be a tax increase. Yeah. Your taxation is not going to be mine. You know, and that's the way to say it.
I'd like to.
If you want to, you know, we're going to cut that. I cut this back to 250, or otherwise there's going to be a tax increase.
What would you think about giving that to Newsweek or to Time to run along with their budget story? Do you have objection if I talk to the Time guy?
No.
Okay.
All right.
I think a little of that color and background of this, the feel of this meeting, and so on.
I'm concerned about Time, so either they're deliberately publishing.
Sure.
I'll bet you put some mail on that. If you get any content by the month,
check.
I'd be one. Henry, stay away from it.
Okay.
If you can do it.
I'll get this fellow Fisher then, who's doing the budget story. And just to get the feel of this meeting.
Sure. Because you've been talking to Time people anyway, and you could say, yeah, you could talk, and that doesn't give them the feeling that we're totally cutting them off.
Well, if you have an objection, I'll do that.
Not at all.
I won't see it generally.
Newsweek, Dale, it is a U.S. news, you know, truly international.
They're gone to this.
Yeah. But sure, they're both kind of saying, that's both kind of doesn't help people go over time. They say, and also we talked about it.
I think the debate among the Democratic leaders is also a thing we ought to get in there. That Mahon expressed his dismay, that there was back and forth, that they obviously not.
And that one guy that turned out really great was Cedar.
Cedarberg stands right up. That's all
they
are. Right? Yeah.
It's much better than most Republicans.
Yeah. But Snavely just sat there like a little bump on the lawn. Well, we're all, Schultz, Ash, and I are all working with him.
Will you be sure that Kleinbeech's opinion is sent to them?
Yeah, now,
is there
well, there's one, that, you know, there's one that we're having redone, and Sneed is working on it, and he's working to our specifications. And we can tell him that it isn't in final form and that it'll be up in a few days. And
yeah.
It will be.
Just say that the president asked for it.
Yeah.
We want to look at the authority for this.
Right.
Gives me the nice little thing to do, right?
Right. Yeah, he's very much into that.
I wrote a letter to the University of Medicine, to all members of the House. All the Republican members of the House, and as I
begin to fold on the disaster relief, and Nels offers a bill correcting the defects.
I would think we could buy that.
We support what Nels did.
Right.
Yep.
And it's about like RE80, and then you
clean
that up.
Sure.
Fine.
Sure.
I would feel like
absolutely.
Basically, we're ready to compromise.
Absolutely. Well, we won't have to give very much. You see, that that takes all the financial pain out. So we can buy some of those things. And I think we'll see some motion. And I think we'll get some credit for it.
It's certainly painful, not painful, but it's, you know, you have to agree that they won't take it, John. It's clear from anybody but the president.
That's right.
I got to say, I mean, Cap did what happened, did very well. I think Jordan's got their own word. But they've got to hear the Panthers.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're going to have this fight both. As I was, if you know, I was traveling both.
That's right.
You could see
that's
them.
Right.
It was very good.
Said, all right,
here it goes. You can understand where it's going to be. You're going to raise it. Sure, you can roll me on this, but it's going to be your tax increase.
That's
going to be mine.
That's from an example hit home, too.
You can just see that. You're going to bear some back home. You kind of have the eyes on the other side.
Yeah. Yep.
But that is, and that's something we win, I think, or was it group, winger group, 70 wing, 70 winger.
I'll check.